We can carry on rocking, because Derek James reported this month on the birth of the golden years, when local godfathers of Norfolk rock and roll took to the stage 25 years ago to raise money for charity. Tony is here with Derek's report.
Toffs drummer Derek Moore kicked it all off with a story about the group. Former Zodiac Terry Wickham did all the hard work, and Harvey the Continental's Platt came up with the name. As Harvey said, they certainly were golden years. And if you are of a certain age, you'll probably look back with some affection at what became known as the Swinging 60s. Yes, the big musicians of the day headed into Norfolk and Suffolk, but it was the local groups who entertained us so well and really got the credit they deserved. The golden years changed all that, and at the same time raised approaching £150,000 for a range of charities and good causes across our region. And, would you believe it, organiser Terry Wickham even asked the musicians to pay to play. Yes, buy their tickets for the first reunion concert at The Talk in Norwich on October the 17th, 1996. Terry had a way with words, and they coughed up, knowing every penny raised would go to help others. They didn't have to pay again. Terry was pushing his luck. But for the next 25 years, hundreds of musicians took part in the gigs, and no one got or ever asked for any money. It all went to help others. But could these rockers really return to the stage after so many years? Many retired from the stage during the 60s and 70s, getting married, raising a family, and settling down to a proper job to pay the mortgage. Pretty soon they had reformed and were playing again, and boy, were they good. Backed and supported by the Norwich Evening News and Radio Norfolk, the tickets for the first show, compared by David Clayton and the great Andy Archer, sold out in a couple of days. "I had people knocking on my door at home asking for tickets," said John Fisher. The place was packed to the rafters when dear Larry Pye walked out on stage for a tribute to the Alley Cats to kick off the evening. He brought the house down. Phew, they were absolutely brilliant. The Talk was shaking. Thousands of pounds was raised for the Care for Clare School Appeal in Norwich, Priscilla Bacon Lodge, Leukaemia Research and Hospital Radio Norwich. As the people were leaving, I remember Gary Freeman saying to Terry and I, "See you next year." And that was how it all started. Two night gigs in front of a full house at the UEA, which thousands of people of all ages just loved. There were also concerts at Cromer. And we were able to help so many others. I would like to dedicate this article to all the wonderful members of the bands who have now died, and the late great radio star Roy Waller, who was a regular presenter. Thank you. Your memory lives on.
Thank you, Tony.